I think the importance of the collections in some way derives from just the scope of the British Empire, really.
This is a very important letter coming from a group of black working class men who are standing out and saying that not only are we British subjects, but we're also men who are very proud of our race and our history. I've never read anything quite like this.
The Royal African Company is well known in the history of slavery as being the institution with the largest number of slave voyages, and the number of enslaved people kind of far outweighs any other institution in this period.
But the first that I thought I'd talk about is a black and white picture of the Nigerian regiment crossing a river during a Cameroons campaign in somewhere between 1914 and 1916.
This is On the Record at the National Archives, and covering the past with stories of everyday people. In this episode, we're taking a closer look at the records of Britain's Colonial Office. This was the government department responsible for Britain's colonies. It issued instructions to colonial governors, authorised expenditure, and determined the broad direction of policy for the empire.
We will be looking at the lives of everyday people living under British rule. We'll start with a 1921 letter from black sailors in Wales to the Prime Minister, a letter strongly influenced by the black nationalist movement called Garveyism. Then we'll take a closer look at the journal of a 17th century slave trading ship and what it can tell us about the transatlantic slave trade. After that, we'll learn about African soldiers fighting in the First World War. And finally, you'll learn more about how to explore this collection on your own.
It's a great picture of what happened in the past. In some ways, it's stronger on imperial policy and what officials thought. But nevertheless, it also captures the stories of many individuals throughout the empire, how they moved around. So I think the collection, if one looks hard enough, can tell us stories about individuals, as well as about, you know, these obviously important matters of colonial policy and colonial administration.